This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
Well, the breaking news, if you have not yet heard it, Joe Biden handily won the write-in campaign in the New Hampshire primary over a couple of other people, evidently. I guess it worked. It worked. Joe Biden didn't even want to be on the ballot there, did he? But I guess it worked. But folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we head into, literally at warp speed this morning, hour number two of the program. And we have so much to tell you about, of course, as we make our way through the overnight hours across America. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. And glad to be with you, of course, this morning. Don't forget, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Also, the telephone lines are 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, if you want to be part of things, let me know what you think about the results in New Hampshire. Yes, Biden won handily the write-in vote, but it's still very interesting between, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Donald Trump coming up with about 55% and about 43%. For Haley, when you, of course, do the rounding there. But it was, again, no super surprise per se, but Donald Trump, of course, winning handily, and Nikki Haley making a showing, and she went out and told her supporters, hey, we almost got, 50% or something like that. So she wants to stay in this race, and I suppose that is the that's exactly what any candidate would want to do. But my question to you this morning, my friends, is there really a path for Nikki Haley? We talked about this a little bit in hour number one, but for the new people joining us here, new listeners joining us here in hour number two, is there any real path? Is it the fact that there are many different primaries that are still there to go through? Could that make a difference for Nikki Haley in the long run? Well, let's take a quick look here at some of these breakdowns in terms of who's voting for whom, right? And that is, for example, this according to a CBS News exit poll, about 69% of the Trump voters were Republicans, okay? For Nikki Haley, about 29%. For independents, Trump voters, they're about 31%. But look where the disparity is here. 59% of independents were voting for Haley. Democrats, 1% voted for Donald Trump. So 12% for Nikki Haley. So you do see some lopsided things here, and it definitely does indicate that there's work to be done. There has to be. There absolutely has to be. In order to win the general election, those all-important independents are going to have to come over to Donald Trump, assuming he would be the nominee. So, again, another question to pose about this, and I think it's a very good one, and that is it easier for Haley voters to go to Trump, or is it easier for Trump voters to go over to Haley if Haley were, in fact, the nominee? In other words, would people hold their nose at, who are passionate Donald Trump supporters, would they hold their nose and vote for Nikki Haley? Could they bring themselves to do that? And again, I mean, there are these very big differences, right, in terms of where Nikki Haley is coming from, not just policy-wise and so forth, but in terms of support. You know, one of the things that she's trying to do, you know, I think is trying to paint herself as somehow being outside the establishment, to some degree. But I don't think people see her as that. I don't know that she can run an outsider campaign. Donald Trump was the sort of the quintessential, almost original outsider. And to a great degree, he is trying to project that as well. It's harder to do that when you're a former president. But again, when it comes to Donald Trump and politics a la Trump and in the era of Trump, a lot of these bets are off. You know, at some point in our political future, if Donald Trump is not running or somehow involved in, you know, going out there and making a case for some other candidate somewhere in the future, but if Donald Trump was out of the mix, then more of the traditional, quote-unquote, normal analyses of how these elections work and how they progress, what the expectations are, and what moves are made based on circumstances, a lot of that may return. But right now, it seems that it's, to some degree, it's there, but overall, anything can happen. Why? Well, because Trump. I mean, even Nikki Haley in her acceptance speech, I guess, she pretty much talked about Donald Trump, too. So every single thing, and guess who Joe Biden's going to talk about? I've been talking about Donald Trump. Everybody, MSNBC, they're all talking about Trump. It's Trump, Trump, Trump. So all of this skews the normal things that happen in these elections, but that's what gives Donald Trump an edge. Overall, that's what gives Donald Trump an edge. There's also another interesting exit poll. This was conducted by CNN. The question was, do you think Biden legitimately won in 2020? Now, among Trump voters, the answer was yes, 17%. Those who answered no, 80%. Now, among Haley voters, the yes answer to that question, do you think Joe Biden legitimately won in 2020, 83%. The no's, 15%. So almost a direct, inverse, flipped over relationship in those numbers. So what that points up, of course, is that there is a divide there, but obviously that divide needs to be bridged somehow, but I'm hoping that these divides or this kind of divide would be bridged by the idea that the Joe Biden administration has been so damaging and continues to be so, as we'll talk about as we go through the program this morning, that there is a real need to unify. And not just unify the Republican Party, but get some unity and some major crossover, not just from Democrats, but also from the all-important independents. But these kinds of numbers just show, again, there's work to be done. But you know what we got, folks? We've got right now to start. There's time, but there's less than we think, so we got to start now. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Hour number two is cooking right along. Stay with us.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition. Pardon me. The Wednesday edition. I'm already in a time warp of some sort. And, folks, welcome to everybody listening, of course, on KMUS 710 in Denver. And welcome to everybody listening on 101.5 KDON in Las Vegas, Nevada, the talk of Las Vegas. Once again, the telephone number, if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And don't forget as well, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, once again, New Hampshire primary is done. It's now in the rearview mirror. Nikki Haley, she says that she has some kind of path. Evidently beyond New Hampshire, and is going to be relying, I believe she says, on non-conservative voters. Well, you know, part of the issue is, again, that there's got to be some clear choices, and there are clear choices in the upcoming election. And those clear choices are perhaps even more stark than they were back in, say, 1980. And yesterday on the program, we had a sound clip from former Speaker Newt Gingrich saying he predicted, again, if Trump's the nominee and so forth, that there would be the biggest blowout or bigger than Reagan-Carter in 1980. And I don't disagree hardly at all. I think that, again, once you're faced with those clear choices of exactly what needs to happen with this, with the country, with the policies, with the implementation of the law, for example, then it becomes quite clear to the voters. Economics plays a huge part because voters can ask themselves, and this is what Trump should be asking them every single place he goes, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I think the answer to those questions are pretty much a resounding no, obviously, for most people. And I think that when people really take a look at that, it's going to become clear. Personalities are involved. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and they were telling me, well, they are not, I'm going to use an 80s term here, they are not jazzed about either Trump or Biden. This is kind of reflective, I think, of what some voters may think as well. But I do think that the clear choice, not just policy-wise, but even person-wise, because someone else was telling me today, you know, how is it possible that, you know, anybody else that's in the mix right now other than Trump would be able to take on these different world leaders, and I don't mean our friends, but others that aren't our friends, and be able to deal and do business and be tough and these kinds of things. So those perceptions are going to be incredibly important as we move through. Well, let's check some other news here real quick. We'll continue talking, of course, about the primaries, especially when we speak with our good friend and contributor Denise Simon here in just a little bit. But this from the Associated Press, the U.S. military struck 3 facilities in Iraq and 2 anti-ship missiles in Yemen, operated by Iranian-backed militias that have continued to instigate attacks on U.S. personnel and ships, in the Red Sea and in the region, as the U.S. continues to try and keep the Israel-Hamas war from spilling over into a wider conflict. It looks to me like, folks, it's spilling over into a wider conflict. Both the strikes in Iraq and Yemen targeted sites that the U.S. has said are involved in the attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria and were threatening U.S. military and commercial vessels in the Red Sea. In a statement Tuesday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and again, we hope he's doing better, obviously, said the strikes in Iraq were at the direction of President Joe Biden. Okay, well, no, somebody else picked up the phone. They do have to clarify for us that it was President Joe Biden who ordered the strikes. I'm just being a little facetious. And targeted facilities used by the Iran-backed Khatib Hezbollah militia group and other Iran-affiliated groups in Iraq. These precision strikes are in direct response to a series of escalatory attacks against U.S. and coalition personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-sponsored militias. Those strikes hit militia facilities in Jurf al-Sakar, which is south of Baghdad, Al-Qaim, and another unnamed site in western Iraq, two U.S. officials said. And, of course, their precision strikes, of course, they're emphasizing. But let's head over here real quick to a Newsweek article that I saw just a little while ago. The headline, Joe Biden is risking World War III, former Clinton advisor warns. President Joe Biden's approach to conflicts in the Middle East runs the risk of a widening crisis. And again, what was the Pentagon basically saying earlier? We're trying to stop a larger crisis, right? Well, this is what this person's saying. It's Douglas Schoen, by the way, former advisor to Bill Clinton, as well as a pollster, of course, and a researcher. Middle Eastern tensions have flared in recent months, sparking concerns about the potential for wider war involving the United States. The Hamas militant or terror group, October 7th attack on Israel exacerbated tensions in the region, and the conflict has spread to other areas in the region, of course, obviously Iraq, Yemen, Red Sea. Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran. Yes, that's true, with concerns of escalation rising after recent attacks. Houthi rebels have warned that all force, quote-unquote, will be used to respond to the U.S. strikes. On Saturday, at least 2 U.S. soldiers in Iraq suffered injuries after a base was struck by missiles, in which U.S. officials said were fired by Iranian-backed militias. Last week, the Houthi rebels launched a missile that hit a U.S.-owned ship. And again, going on about this, Biden has sought to show American strength in dealing with the flare-ups, pledging support for Israel following October 7th, et cetera, et cetera. Schoen, a Democratic political consultant who has been critical of his party's more progressive wing, voiced criticisms of Biden's approach in the conflict in an opinion piece titled Biden's Failure to Deter Iran Risks World War III in the Middle East, published by The Hill on Monday morning, and written with Saul Mangel, a senior strategist at Schoen Cooperman Research. In the article, Schoen and Mangel warned that the U.S. risks, quote, sleepwalking towards a full-blown war, quote unquote, amid a threat of potential escalation in the region's conflicts. They praised Biden for ordering the largest show of force in support of Israel since 1973, following the Hamas attack, but argued that the efforts failed, pointing to the spread of fighting across the region. Biden's failure to deter Iran, the architect, and this is key, the architect of virtually all the conflict in the region, that is key. The architect of virtually all the conflict in the region has now led to direct American involvement and increasingly the risk of widening the war in the Middle East, they warned. Newsweek reached out to the White House via email for comment. Evidently, they didn't get some back. The warning comes just days after the Iranian foreign minister blamed the U.S. for rising tensions, telling journalist Fareed Zakaria last week, and I think we mentioned this on the program, by the way, last week that Tehran would, quote, retaliate to any, quote, unconstructive behaviors from the U.S. That's right. If our behaviors are just unconstructive, then, and who knows what they think that would be, then they are going to retaliate, evidently. Biden has faced domestic pressure for his handling of international conflicts as he seeks to strike a balance between responding with strength and retaining support among progressives. See, this is what I'm talking about. It all boils down to the vote. They are scared of leading in this when obvious problems, you know, have some pretty good answers to them. They don't want to do that. They don't want to emphasize that, and they don't want to make the argument, and they don't want to stand up and say, okay, disagree with me, but I'm going to do the right thing. No, we don't want to anger the progressives, right? He defended the strikes against Houthi rebels, arguing the attacks endangered U.S. personnel, et cetera, et cetera. The president also told reporters in January that he privately delivered a message to Iran about Houthi attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the Red Sea. He said he does not believe the U.S. is involved in a proxy war with Iran. Really? Pledging that the U.S. and allies would, quote, respond to the Houthis if they continued this outrageous behavior. Got to tell you, folks, it looks, when somebody starts, like, doing, like, war things against you, well, then I think you're in a war already. And how you respond to that and how you take care of business is going to dictate how the rest of everything goes in the region. Even Trump was out there in New Hampshire on Tuesday saying, you know, if I was president, none of this would have happened and this kind of thing. Well, you know, we don't know for sure, but what we do know is that if you appear weak and you're not giving the real deterrence, Iran is going to take an inch. Or take a mile, I should say, if you give them an inch. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary election. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause cause travel headaches across the central U.S. through Wednesday. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. So far, roughly 11,000 utility customers are reported to be without power in Texas. No other widespread power outages were reported as of late Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
He was, to say the least, absolutely one of a kind. Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, has died at the age of 91. This correspondent, Kelly Adler, with more.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his best.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style is different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational. Over the you know, fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
We've got links right there. Also, links to our flagship station, our home station, AM860, The Answer, Salem Station, of course, in Tampa, Florida. And we've got the links right there for theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. You can take the program with you wherever you want to go. And if in your area you're not hearing all 4 hours of the program, or if you're hearing it on the weekend and you want to tune in live on the weeknights and so forth, simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com. And also while you're there, you can drop us a line. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. This from the AP, folks. This isn't a New Hampshire story, but it's one of those stories, I think, where it's, okay, well, maybe we could have told you this, you know, prior to going through a lot of rigmarole on this, okay? Again, this from the AP. Dateline Salem, Oregon, who I think is getting some rain right now, I believe. Democrat lawmakers in Oregon on Tuesday unveiled a sweeping new bill that would undo a key part of the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law, a recognition that public opinion has soured on the measure amid rampant public drug use during the fentanyl crisis. The bill would recriminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs as a low-level misdemeanor, enabling police to confiscate them. Really? and crack down on their use on sidewalks and in parks, its authors said. It also aims to make it easier to prosecute dealers to access addiction treatment medication and obtain and keep housing without facing discrimination for using that medication. It is the compromise path, but also the best policy that we can come up with to make sure we are continuing to keep communities safe and save lives, said State Senator Kate Lieber, a Portland Democrat. Voters passed the pioneering decriminalization law, Measure 110, with 58% support in 2020. But Democrat legislators who championed it as a way to treat addiction as a public health matter, not a crime, are now contending with one of the nation's largest spikes in overdose deaths, along with intensifying pressure from Republicans and growing calls from well-funded campaign group to overhaul it. Researchers say it's too soon to determine whether the law has contributed to the state's deadly overdose surge. It's not funny. Overdosing at the overdose surge is not funny. But I'm telling you this. It's like, well, if you decriminalize something and people aren't getting, you know, busted for this, they're not going to really ever get in treatment and so forth, because you wanted to be trendy and you wanted to go in there, you wanted to decriminalize this or that, or how about this? You want to defund the police and this kind of stuff, you know, that sort of adds on to this kind of concept, right? Well, don't be surprised if your town becomes a haven for drug use and drug dealers and the associated crime and chaos and horribleness that comes along with that. Again, researchers say it's too soon to determine whether the law has contributed to the state's deadly overdose surge. And supporters of the measure say the decades-long approach of arresting people for possessing and using drugs didn't work. Well, I got to tell you, though, I think that, you know, getting people off the streets that are using drugs or, you know, again, it contributes to so many other societal problems. So this particular approach, I would say, didn't work, and it didn't work in short order. But obviously now they're trying to swing the pendulum back the other way if they can. And it is a good thing. It's a good thing because, you know, you just keep going down this road. It will only get worse. It won't get better unless you enforce things, unless you have some kind of teeth to make the community better, to get people off the street who are obviously, number one, having a problem, but number two, also contributing to this whole atmosphere of increased drug use and also, of course, crime and the associated things that go along with it. Well, let's turn here real quick. There's another interesting story I saw earlier today, and that is, and this is from the Washington Post, Biden keeps saying billionaires pay 8% in taxes. Not really, says the headline. Let's see. There are some facts, quote unquote. And by the way, Kim, let's hear the Biden clip here real quick. Truth over facts. What does Joe Biden say about facts?
We choose truth over facts.
That's right. We choose truth over facts. Well, one of the facts, the Wall Street Journal article says, Washington Post article says that Biden likes to recite in almost every speech. And there are some facts that he likes to recite in every speech. In the past year, in more than 30 appearances, the president has referred to billionaires paying about 8% in federal income taxes. He said it in his last State of the Union address, and odds are he'll say it again when he addresses Congress in March. The line is a key part of his argument to impose a minimum 25% tax on all taxpayers with a wealth greater than $100 million. That would raise about $360 billion over 10 years, the administration estimates. And by the way, every single time, every single State of the Union address, you're always hearing things like, and I propose a 10-year plan that over 10 years we're going to reduce this by 50%. And this other 10-year thing I've got, well, that's going to raise revenue by 25% over here. And over this other 10-year plan, and it's like they always say this stuff, and it's always 10 years. It's never by next year, and then you can judge whether or not this actually is working. It's always 10 years out, because that way they know, I wouldn't be in office then, it won't matter, you know. So, but you know what? It's an applause line. It's an applause line. Everybody says, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Mr. President. You finally come up with the amazing solution, but it's never a solution. It's always 10 years out. It's a trick, right? But if you check the Treasury Department's calculations for what the richest Americans already pay in taxes, you would see that the richest 1% pay in excess of 20% in income taxes and more than 30% in all federal taxes. Even if you drill down to the top 400 wealthiest taxpayers, data that was publicly available on an annual basis, get this, until evidently President Trump killed the report, the article says, they paid an effective rate of 23.1% in 2014. These taxpayers with $127 billion of income that year paid $29.4 billion in income taxes, more than 2% of all income taxes, the IRS said. That's more than the bottom 70% of taxpayers combined. So are they rich paying their fair share? I guess, you know. But here's the funny thing, the article says. Biden's 8% estimate is derived from the same tax data on the top 400 taxpayers. So what's going on? The president is describing a tax system that he wished existed, not the system in place. That's what's happening. He's describing a tax system he wishes existed. Under the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, ratified in 1913, Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes. Biden's starting statistic depends on an expansive definition of income. A person's effective tax rate is determined by the percentage of their income that is devoted to paying taxes. If a person earned $50,000 a year and paid $5,000 in taxes, then their average tax rate would be 10%. But what is a person's income? Many economists would say that it's just the numbers on your paycheck. Your employer pays half your Social Security and so forth. Most economists would say your salary is reduced by the value of those contributions, like the 401ks, so it should be counted as part of income. So it goes on to say, but you've got Joe Biden, again, basically wanting to expand on this notion of what is your income, and especially when it comes to this, the idea of wealth taxes. Well, you have an expensive painting, or you have, a car collection of Matchbox cars or something. I had a friend long, long time ago who had a huge collection of Matchbox cars. And I think he ended up selling it for some astronomical amount. But if it's just sitting in your garage, how much is it worth? Is that income? I mean, it's that kind of thing. But I think that the Democrats would love to say, well, no, you owe more. We love to tax you. We love to come up with new and creative ways to do it. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back on this Wednesday edition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're continuing to roll through the Wednesday edition. See, I got it right that time. The Wednesday edition, folks, continues on. Hour number two, and we're having a lot of fun here on the program this morning. We hope that you're having a great morning wherever you are. Whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a truck, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're up just in the wee hours of the morning with us across America, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. And once again, folks, I just want to tell you this is the best job in the world, and we have you to thank for that. We absolutely do, 100%. And so once again, folks, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes after we take a look at our national weather and play a great song to make sure that we keep you going through the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. And I think this will keep you going. This is, it's cliche, oldie but goodie, but it does still sound pretty good today. And I bet you anything, the way that this week is going, maybe, and if you've been working real hard, you might kind of relate to this song. Let's check it out.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say,
Beatles. A Hard Day's Night. You know, it really is something. The Beatles obviously are just, you know, these songs sound so good even today. And when you think about the kind of equipment that they had back in the 60s, even at the era of this track right here, you know, the things that George Martin would do, you know, they had, you know, four-track machines or something, but they would bounce tracks from one thing to another and lock it in, and then, you know, and they really incorporated stereo. That was a brand-new kind of thing back in those days, and so they really overemphasized. So sometimes you'll hear a Beatles song, and the vocal will be way over on the side. They did also release some mono recordings, I think, too, but it just, you know, don't get me going on this stuff, because I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it all the way through the weather. I will. Let's take a real quick look at the weather, everybody. Kyle Warren with you again here. Of course, that wall of rain is coming down the U.S. Pacific Northwest coast. Right now, our friends in Seattle still look like they're doing pretty good. But our friends in Portland are getting rain, all kinds of rain, all the way down the coast, all the way down Interstate 5, through Salem, of course, through Medford, down through Redding, Northern California, down to Sacramento. That's happening there. We got New Mexico down Interstate 25, just south of Socorro, and down through a place called Truth or Consequences. Actually, it looks like it's moved a little bit away from there since last hour. But now Roswell, New Mexico, again, a warning to all alien spacecraft. You got a lot of rain right now in Roswell, New Mexico. So pick up your visual scanning there and be careful. Nacogdoches, Texas, Tyler, Texas, Houston, Texas, San Antonio. Rain, and lightning on the indicators as well. Southern Mississippi, southern Louisiana, all kinds of rain moving up through Arkansas, up towards Poplar Bluff, Missouri, over towards Louisville, Kentucky, up into the southern part of Indiana. But the northern part of Indiana turns into rain mixed with snow. So you have that happening. Chicago, Illinois, rain mixed with snow as well. Columbia, Missouri, rain mixed with snow. East Coast right now, Rhode Island, you've got rain mixed with snow. New York City, you've got that happening too. Same story there. Massachusetts, last hour we saw some things on the radar for Boston. Looks like it might have dissipated a little bit, maybe just not enough to pick up on the radar. Some snow in western Massachusetts and snow in parts of New York near, this is going to be northwest of Albany, really closer to Utica right now, and of course up through parts of New Hampshire and most of northern Vermont, you've got snow heading up there too as well. So be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece, so do exercise caution in this kind of weather. And by the way, that dense fog advisory throughout most of the country, most of the central part of the country at least, is still going on. This is going to be from Nebraska all the way down through most of Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, southern Wisconsin, southern Michigan, northern Ohio, and then also the Walla Walla area up in the Pacific Northwest there. Also, you've got Boise, Idaho, and Twin and Idaho Falls all checking in addition to South Dakota, the middle part of South Dakota, North Dakota, with huge dense fog advisories this morning. So once again, be real careful. All right, folks, it's time to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, you know, we got the big story with New Hampshire. What's your take here? Because Nikki Haley is saying that, well, you know, she's gonna stick with this. She believes there's a path post New Hampshire. But what are you seeing, and what do you think the lay of the land is now?
I don't believe that there is a path. But I will say it's kind of curious here that she did as well as she did. I expected Trump to be above 50%, but I didn't really expect her to be, at some point she was down at only 7% behind him, so I think she ended up around 10 or 11%. But this is where, you know, she brought in independents and in some cases, Democrats, and that's going to be her argument.
Right. Exactly
that,
right.
She's expanding the tent into conservatism. And right or wrong, it is what happened. So there was another interesting thing that really happened here in the last, I don't know, week or so, maybe even longer than that. And it may be because of these gag orders and how these judges have come down on Trump for being so verbally toxic when talking about people. But, you know, Ron DeSantis drops out, and he said he's officially retiring Ron DeSanctimonious.
Right.
Trump is taking a little more graceful, less aggressive tone in describing people. Have you noticed that?
Yes, and I think that's it's got to be by design.
I think it's absolutely by design, and he's trying to be less contentious as I see it. And that, I think, is one of the methods that Trump and the Trump campaign are using. So from here on out, he's not going to be quite as, I don't want to use the word nasty, maybe contentious or, you know.
I hear you. No, you're right on target with that, because that's how he's been perceived, especially with the so-called suburban housewives and people like that.
And the names that he's made up for people, and how, you know, he's described people as being, you know, nasty or disgraceful or incorrigible or, you know, whatever term he's using to describe people. He's not doing that anymore.
Indeed. Well, Denise, stay right there, because we're going to come right back after the top of the hour, everybody. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. More everything. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.